Michael Richards N-Word Update. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The effects of Michael Richards' N-word rant are now spreading beyond just Richards. Somebody apparently noticed, as I observed last week, that Richards is hardly the only comedian to make use of the N-word on stage. In fact, what's unique about him is that he's one of the few N-word-using comedians who couldn't get a laugh with it. For other comedians, it's a staple of their routines, leading to the question, what's worse, using it in a fit of temper or using it to get laughs? And some comedians who've been using it for laughs may now be reconsidering. Comedian Paul Mooney says he used to use the N-word as part of his routine, but after watching the Richards video, no more. Michael Richards cured him, he says. Reverend Jesse Jackson is now challenging the entire entertainment industry to drop the word as well. And while the music industry in particular is stocking up on Thousand Cycle Tones, Jackson has also launched a boycott. A boycott not of Paul Mooney's old recordings or Chris Rock's N-word routines or old Richard Pryor tapes, but of the seventh season of Seinfeld, which was released on DVD last week. As far as I can tell from the episode list, Richard's character never utters the N-word, even in jest, in the seventh season of Seinfeld, although Kramer does conspire with his unscrupulous black lawyer, Jackie Chiles, to get damages for spilling hot coffee on himself. However, the seventh season does include another famous N-word. Episode 116 was the debut of the Soup Nazi. But the guy they were making fun of was Iranian, and he now has his own national soup franchise. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.